morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. About 44% of those who serve in America's armed forces come from rural communities, an impressive number when you consider that only about 20% of our country's population lives in rural America. Rural Americans enlist in large numbers for many reasons, but I believe they all share a devotion to service. For some who want to continue serving their fellow Americans after they complete military service, feeding our nation, farming and ranching is a great career choice. Farm Bureau is ready and able to help them. Through the Farm Bureau Patriot Project, Farm Bureau members are mentoring military veterans who want to get started in agriculture. The program was piloted in Arkansas and Texas in 2016 and is available as a program option to all Farm Bureaus. In addition to sharing a call to service, farmers and soldiers also share a strong work ethic, problem-solving skills, and determination to work through difficulties, persevere, and get the job done. Those skills are critical on the battlefield and in the farm field. Just as anyone entering the military has a lot to learn, veterans who are getting started in agriculture can benefit from the mentorship of experienced farmers and ranchers. As one Patriot Project participant, Damon Helton of Arkansas, said, You have to learn about things like input costs, margins, and managing employees, in addition to raising crops and animals. These mentorships, together with financial and risk management support in the most recent Farm Bill, and the resources available from the Farmer Veteran Coalition, which Farm Bureau is proud to support, help veterans make the transition from military professional to agricultural professional. Thank you to the Farm Bureau organizations that helped us deploy the Patriot Project. It is our hope that we can continue to help and develop these new farmers and ranchers as they are needed to feed our nation and world. An alliance of groups representing farmers, forest owners, the food sector, state governments, and environmental advocates unveiled an unprecedented set of recommendations to guide the development of federal climate policy. The Food and Agriculture Climate Alliance was formed in February 2020 by four groups that now co-chair the alliance: American Farm Bureau Federation, Environmental Defense Fund, National Council of Farmer Cooperatives, and National Farmers Union. The alliance has since expanded to include FMI, the Food Industry Association, National Alliance of Forest Owners, National Association of State Departments of Agriculture, and the Nature Conservancy. Together, the group developed more than 40 recommendations based on three principles. Agricultural and forestry climate policies must be built upon voluntary incentive-based programs and market-driven opportunities. They must promote resilience and adaptation in rural communities, and they must be science-based. The European Union recently announced tariffs of $3.99 billion on U.S. aircraft, as well as a range of agricultural and industrial goods. This is the latest move in a long line of moves related to a dispute between the U.S. and the EU over the subsidizing of aircraft production. As is frequently the case, U.S. food and agriculture are being dragged into a dispute that they had nothing to do with. As the tip of the spear in trade disputes, U.S. agricultural producers' goods are often the first on the list in retaliatory tariffs, regardless of the types of goods and services directly related to the dispute. An AFBF market intel reviews how the Department of Labor's final rule amending the methodology for determining the H-2A program's adverse effect wage rate provides stability and predictability in labor costs and also ensures wage rates under the program continue to increase and keep pace with wage growth observed across the broader U.S. economy. Significant increases in variability in wage rates for the Department of Labor's H-2A Temporary Agricultural Guest Worker Program have long been a problem for farmers. For example, during 2019, wage rates under the H-2A program increased by more than 20% in Colorado, Nevada, and Utah. In California, wage rates have increased by more than 30% since 2015, and in 32 states, the wage rate increased by more than 20% since 2015. The national average H-2A wage rate increased by 21.2% from 2015 and by nearly 6% in a single year from 2019 to 2020. Thanksgiving celebrations will look different for many Americans this year due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Gatherings are likely to be fewer and farther between, with social distancing and perhaps even remote family get-togethers. One tradition that continues this year is the American Farm Bureau Federation's annual cost survey of classic items found on the Thanksgiving Day dinner table. Farm Bureau's 35th annual survey indicates the average cost of this year's Thanksgiving feast for 10 remains affordable at $46.90, or less than $5 per person. This is a $2.01 decrease from last year's average of $48.91. The centerpiece on most Thanksgiving tables, the turkey, costs less than last year at $19.39 for a 16-pound bird. That's roughly $1.21 per pound, down 7% from last year. The survey results show that retail turkey prices are the lowest since 2010. The shopping list for Farm Bureau's informal survey includes turkey, stuffing, sweet potatoes, rolls with butter, peas, cranberries, a veggie tray, pumpkin pie with whipped cream, and coffee and milk, all in quantities sufficient to serve a family of 10 with plenty for leftovers. In addition to turkey, foods that showed slight price declines include whipping cream and sweet potatoes. Foods showing modest increases this year included dinner rolls, cubed bread stuffing, and pumpkin pie mix. After adjusting for inflation, the cost of this year's Thanksgiving dinner is $18.01, down slightly from last year. In recognition of changes in Thanksgiving dinner traditions, the Farm Bureau Price Survey also includes ham, potatoes, and frozen green beans. Adding these foods to the classic Thanksgiving menu increased the overall cost by $13.21 to $60.11. This updated basket of foods also declined slightly in price, or about 4%, compared to 2019. Although it's difficult to predict if panic purchasing will again become a concern due to the pandemic, turkeys and other staples of the traditional Thanksgiving meal are currently in ample supply at grocery stores in most areas of the country. Farmers' perseverance in continuing to produce food throughout the pandemic, despite the challenges of volatile markets, has been recognized by the public, according to recent AFBF public opinion research. Nearly 9 in 10 adults trust farmers, a 4% increase from AFBF's June 2020 polling. Further, the #StillFarming campaign tells the stories of farmers and ranchers still hard at work during the pandemic, and the challenges they are overcoming to feed America and the world. This year's national average cost was calculated using more than 230 surveys completed with pricing data from all 50 states. Farm Bureau volunteer shoppers were encouraged to check prices online using grocery store apps and websites due to the pandemic. They looked for the best possible prices without taking advantage of special promotional coupons or purchase deals. The AFBF Thanksgiving Dinner Survey was first conducted in 1986. The informal survey provides a record of comparative holiday meal costs over the years. Farm Bureau's classic survey menu has remained unchanged since 1986 to allow for consistent price comparisons. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.